Convicted child molester dies after alleged fight with fellow inmate. By Amy Furr on March 23, 2020. A convicted child molester died after an alleged altercation with another inmate on March 13 at a prison in Sparta, Georgia. In a press release, the Georgia Department of Corrections, GDC, said investigators believe Cesar Pastrana, an illegal alien, died as a result of a fight with another prisoner while inside Hancock State Prison. The release continued. Medical personnel responded and life-saving measures were performed. He was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased at 12:15 p.m. by a hospital physician. GDC, in conjunction with the GBI, is conducting an investigation into the death, as standard procedure. Cobb County Police arrested Pastrana in February 2012 after he confessed to molesting two teenage boys who went to North Star Church in Acworth, where he was a ministry volunteer, according to WSB-TV. Church leaders claimed they performed a background check on Pastrana before he joined the ministry and that it came back clean. It became clear in the interview he had engaged in some child molestation involving some people who had been in his home for a church function, Acworth Police Department Chief Mike Wilkie said. In a statement at the time, the church's communications pastor said Pastrana was asked to leave the ministry after a student accused him of inappropriate conduct during a retreat at a family's home that month. "There were some other places that this occurred," Wilkie commented following Pastrana's initial arrest. In September of 2012, he pled guilty to sexually molesting nine young boys and teenagers and was sentenced to life in prison. Prior to his arrest and sentencing, Pastrana also volunteered at Barber Middle School but was banned from the campus following an incident with a student, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Parents sent letters to North Star Church, warning the church of inappropriate texts between Pastrana and his victims. Despite the school's warning to the church, Pastrana continued serving as a volunteer, according to WSB-TV. Families also reportedly filed lawsuits against North Star Church and claimed the abuse could have been prevented if leaders had listened to the school's warnings.